Hi, everyone. My name is Hank Schless, and welcome to 5-Minute Fridays, where we highlight one story from the cybersecurity world that you should know about. This week, we're going to talk about iLeakage. If you feel like there's a new vulnerability discovered in iOS that people are being told to patch with the latest version of Apple's mobile operating system just about every week, you're not wrong. With Apple having such a tight grip on its apps, threat actors are actively leveraging two key tactics to compromise iOS devices and data: mobile phishing and vulnerabilities. And when they're chained together, these two tactics can be highly effective, which is evident in the spectrum of attacks that leverage this chain, varying from remote code execution to advanced spyware like Pegasus. Most recently, we saw researchers publish how they were able to devise an attack chain that actually forces Safari to divulge passwords, Gmail message content, and other data on the targeted device. What's interesting about this particular exploit, dubbed iLeakage, is that it's classified as a side channel attack, which is a less common attack vector. But what this means is that it actually exploits the system's implementation, in this case, the targeted device's CPU. Now, as I mentioned before, this attack specifically exploits the JavaScript engines that support Safari, known as the WebKit. What's more is that this is far more dangerous on mobile devices than it is on laptops and desktops. This is because on iOS, other browsers such as Chrome, Edge, and Firefox are forced to use the same WebKit as Safari and are therefore vulnerable to this exploit. At a high level, we would probably see an attacker deliver a malicious web page to the targeted device, likely, as is usually the case with mobile phishing, through SMS, iMessage, social media platforms, or a third-party app like WhatsApp. And when the target taps on that link, it actually opens two tabs, one for iLeakage and one that will hopefully be auto-filled with credentials. An easy example of this would be a tab with a Google login page. And as we all see so frequently these days, our browsers are built maybe with a password manager or something built into the browser itself to auto-fill our credentials to reduce the step that we have to take to fill in the password. The iLeakage tab can then read the contents of the other, because when multiple web pages are opened and rendered, WebKit actually consolidates that all into one shared process. So what does this all really mean, right? iLeakage sheds light on yet another way that WebKit vulnerabilities can be exploited by threat actors. Over the course of the last year or so, there have been a number of WebKit vulnerabilities that enable attackers to escalate their own privileges on the victim's device and execute remote code in order to gain access to sensitive data and functionality on the device. This seems to take things a step further, and while a seemingly complex attack, is now known and will likely be leveraged by threat actors in the future. It also shows that a relatively simple function on mobile devices can be exploited to divulge highly sensitive data. And as organizations work to continuously shore up their security posture, they cannot forget about the devices that are with us everywhere we go. That's today's 5-Minute Friday. Thanks so much for listening, and stay safe.